Some in New Hampshire's struggling dairy industry have had to adapt to survive. For this week's Foodstuffs, NHPR's Hannah McCarthy visited one old farm that found a way to keep the family business going.
There's a thumbtack stuck in the dining room doorpost at Bohannon Farm in Contucuk. Someone in Heather Robertson's family put it there, at the high water mark, during the 1936 flood that drowned New England. But only after every last cow had been moved to higher ground.
That kind of sums up farmers and how they feel about they moved their animals to safety and then came back and slept in the house.
Jamie Robertson and his wife, Heather, bought the farm from Heather's dad in 2009. Heather's family has been farming the land for 110 years, with each generation adding more cows and selling more milk. But when the Robertson's three sons expressed interest in joining the business, they knew that something big had to change.
And to be able to milk the number of cows to sustain four families, we didn't feel there was a land base because we'd have to milk 800 to 1,200 cows.
The Robertsons sell their milk wholesale to the Cabot Cooperative, but that wasn't going to be enough to make ends meet. Jamie and Heather's son, Nate, says that they sat down and made a game plan.
It was pretty black and white choice of we need to do something else or we aren't going to farm. Everybody can't come back and farm.
In 2011, the Robertsons started Contucuk Creamery at Bohannon Farm. They don't sell their product raw. That's a liability they'd rather not risk. But they do make cheeses, butter, half and half, regular, and flavored milks.
And we put it in glass because we think it tastes a lot better coming out of glass. Doesn't taste like a plastic jug.
They sell their products in Hannaford's and smaller markets across the state. Jamie says that initially they really struggled as they were building the new business. But his niece and marketing manager, Megan Wilson, says that they seem to have found their niche.
You know, you go to these bigger grocery stores and there's just a huge, huge case of cheese, like dozens and dozens of different varieties. And you're just like, this one little New Hampshire farm that's just like trying to get in there. Just like, pick me. And, you know, and then people buy yours. And it's like, oh.
The dairy industry is still in rough shape in New Hampshire, and the Robertsons haven't been spared the difficulty of that. They only recently replaced a tractor that was built with West German steel, for context. And Jamie says that it's pretty much hand-to-mouth these days. But they're pushing forward, no matter what.
We don't really want to be the generation that it stops. You know, the boys are the fifth generation. And I think that's a real double-edged sword. It's really neat to be able to feel that you're doing. There's so few industries today that work that way. But it's also a huge weight.
But Jamie says that weight isn't so bad when he thinks about the heritage they're preserving.
But we have a rock up in the pasture that the Indians sat on to grind things. There's grinding holes in it, and that's pretty neat. You know, they've been farming here since people were here. And we're doing it different, but we're still producing food for people in the local area. And that, on bad days, that's what pulls us through.
The Robertsons say that the next step for this land is to build a processing plant so that they can bottle on site in 6 to 12 months if the creek don't rise. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.